Happy Thursday, everybody, and I hope everybody's happy. It's been one of those days, really fast moving. Hey, guess what? Today is December the 8th already, 17 more days until Christmas, 23 more days until we will be singing Auld Lang Syne.
Ooh, woo.
2023 is on horizon. It's approaching very, very fastly. Absolutely. My name is Linda Sims. The name of the program is called A Voice of a People, and we are live right now on WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also scroll down to Linda Sims, A Voice of a People, and take advantage of the many past programs that we have recorded, okay, on that same app, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download an app called TuneIn on any electronic device, iPhones, cell phones, laptops, or computers. I say that because, you know, it took me a while to realize the electronic devices that you can download apps on. I know everyone's not as...
No, well, yeah.
I know everyone's not, you know, like I am. I'm kind of slow when it comes to new technology, but those of you who know about it, please download that TuneIn app where you can take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. And I'm getting a call. I have no idea who it is, but I'm going to answer it right now. Hello, this is WGH Talk. May I help you?
Oh, is this the Sims?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, where's Scott?
That's a good question. This is my time on, so...
Oh, so he's not on from 10 to noon anymore?
Not on Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, geez. Well, I couldn't get the streaming online.
You couldn't get it?
Yeah, I keep hitting it and hitting it. So what's being talked about today?
I'm going to be interviewing Willie James Harris.
Who is that?
He's an author. I mean, you're more than welcome to listen to the show. It should be a really good one.
Well, I can't get the streaming to work.
And you're on www.wwgh1071.com?
Yep.
You can't get that?
Yeah. It says stream is off.
Oh, well, I can't control that. I have no idea why that's off. Do you have the TuneIn app?
Do what?
Do you have the TuneIn app downloaded on your phone?
No, I only use my phone to talk on. So, okay. Well, I'll try to get... Scott will be there tomorrow then.
Yes, he will be here tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, they need to... I don't see anything on the website that says, hey, Scott's only on such and such day. So, all right then. Thank you, Linda.
You're willing to listen to my program, no?
Well, I can't.
I know, but, I mean, hopefully that's just temporary.
Well, it better be temporary, or it's going to be a waste of everybody's time.
That's true.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Why was that screech in my ear?
Because somewhere you must have a mic or something that's close, and when you put that piece of paper over there, that signal bounces off of it and feeds back into your earphones, your headphones.
Can you hear me out there? I hope
sure
so. They can. Okay. All right. Sorry about that.
The headphones only going to screech when you put it in a position of where that frequency is like.
Right.
That.
Right.
So just keep the paper from being over top of it.
I'm still learning.
Me too.
I haven't arrived yet.
No, no.
He was saying that the streaming live was not on the web just today, so he couldn't hear my show. So hopefully that's temporary, and we hope that, you know, those of you who do listen that way can pick that up later. But don't forget, my days are Wednesday and Thursday from 10 to noon, okay? Those of you who like to listen to Scott Spears, I'm Linda Sims, A Voice of a People. Wednesday, Thursday from 10:15 until the top of the hour, 12 noon. Okay, let me share with you, I'm going too fast because I had this call, but this is where I left off. If you would like to call the show, if you have any questions, or if you would like to make any comments toward me or would like to speak to my guest, please call 740-383-9944. And I'm going to try to give you that number throughout the show. So I suggest those of you who are looking for pens and pencils and a piece of paper, go ahead and get those things together. And I will give you the number again, 740-383-9944. I need to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street of Marion, Ohio, phone 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, phone there 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month, last one for the year. I know, last month of the year, okay? This will take place December the 17th, starts at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. Owner, Cheryl Lee, location, LaRue, Ohio. Phone there is 740-262-0939. And those of you who faithfully listen to A Voice of a People, hi, how you doing? Thank you for your support and spending your precious time with us. And if it's your first time, I pray it won't be your last time. I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and that thought is titled Simplicity. What is simplicity about? Simplicity is being comfortable with all the circumstances which shape our lives without worrying or making matters complicated. Simplicity gives birth to inspiration. It is the quality of the very young and of the aged, one who is simple lives from the heart. I'm simple. I live from the heart.
That's the way it should be, though.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Who you hear in the background? My guest today, Willie James Harris.
I did hear that.
You did get it?
Yeah.
You're streaming live now?
It was just talking a few seconds ago.
I heard my voice, yeah.
Yeah, I had to close it down.
It's streaming, okay. I didn't get the gentleman's name, but it's streaming now. Hopefully you can get it on your phone and you can listen to my show, Willie James Harris, author.
Yeah.
You working on your second book yet?
Man, I've been working on the second book ever since I did the first book. Kind of yes and then no. I mean, I've worked on a lot of different types of books. So, the one that I actually published first, I'm supposed to be making a trilogy out of it. And
what does that mean?
That I was going to do a three-part series.
Oh, okay. I thought trilogy meant that. Yeah. TRI.
They were supposed to be, the first one was about me and starting off and going into the Navy and getting involved in the Navy and all that sort of thing. And just what I did for, I guess, my first two marriages. And mm-hmm. then the second one really was from the second marriage to the third. It was crazy.
Okay.
So it got a little complicated, so I just kind of put it to the side. But every now and then I go back to it.
Right, right. So give our audience a little of your background.
Well, I work with the FBI, psych. And I got a badge. Well, the main thing is coming out of Marion, man, I just was a very, I explored a lot. and I had a type of personality that I saw a lot of things in a lot of different ways. So as I got older, that kind of just manifested into me writing stories and writing about things that I saw and how I saw things. And as I got older and more developed, I realized and people started telling me that I was making sense with my stories.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I studied a lot more, you know, just writing and that sort of thing, and kind of just write. Just, you know, now I just write like whenever I get in the mood. I don't write all the time, but I write often.
Okay, okay. And you went abroad, you joined the
Yeah, I went in the Navy. I did 3.5 years in the Navy. That was an interesting time. And then after that, I spent time overseas with my wife. We was in the Navy. She was in the Navy at the time. So, yeah, that was a good experience. I liked it.
Yeah. It sounds like it was.
Well, you know, being in other countries and being around other people let you see that you're not the only one, you're not the only person or the group that think, feels, and do the same thing.
Right.
I mean, everywhere I've ever gone, man, people are the exact same. Exact same. Only difference is the language.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something I'm starting to find out. We, because of communication and because of technology, languages ain't as confusing as they used to be, because people are using a lot of terms in their language that allows other people to connect what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you can go to a place like, because I know this for a fact, you can go to places like China and not speak a word of Chinese, but you know how to motion, you know how to use your hands, and you can talk.
Right.
Now, I know in some countries they got, like, some of your countries probably have rules against how you use your hands, but China don't. So I'm just saying you can communicate with people. So it's getting to the point now to where we kind of, like, can see we're all the same people.
One language.
Say it again?
One language.
We're all basically just one language, I think, yeah. Because the bottom line, everybody laughs the same and everybody cries the same. You don't never hear people cry in Japanese or in Korean or English, or I mean, we laugh the same.
Right, right.
You know, so if you take a room full of people and put them in the room and just tell a joke, that's why they embrace comics so hard over in the Middle East, because those people like laughing. And so, you know, a lot of comics that go over there don't realize that these guys really get into them,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of the technology, which is basically what we're talking about, too. And how we're just all one people. And the one comedian that I was looking at was talking about how when he got there, he said, man, you guys really know us? He said, yeah, we listen to y'all all the time because we want to laugh. So the world is trying to come together, man. And I tell you, stories and writing and all of those sorts of things allow other people to see how you feel and think and interpret things. And it's a good thing, I think.
It is a very good thing. And I really like what you said. We are all one people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Short, tall, skinny,
listen,
fat,
you know,
medium, black, white, brown,
all the same
cream,
folk.
Whatever, you
all
know.
All the same folk.
One
all
blood.
Same, you know, all the same folk.
Right.
You know, you take blood and mix it up in a batch. If it's the same type of blood, you can't tell where it came from.
True.
You know, they don't have a little sign down there saying, I came from over here, you know. But the thing we got to understand is ancestors passed on everything to us. So if you go back and start tracing back and seeing how all the different groups of people got here, you'll find out that the further you go back in your past, the less amount of people that there were. You didn't have like billions and billions of people on the planet back then.
Not billions, but millions.
Well, back in the days when they were talking about right after all that, the prehistoric and all that stuff happened, and the dinosaurs and all that stuff supposedly went on, there wasn't supposed to be that many people. I mean, when you go and look at, like, how they talk about that area where Jesus was walking, it wasn't that many people over there. You know, it wasn't like millions and millions of people, I don't think.
Well, they claim that Moses led over 500,000 across the Red Sea.
Yeah, he might have.
Which is a lot.
That's a lot of folk, yeah. That's a lot of folk. Man, ain't millions and millions. I mean,
no, not millions and millions,
know,
right. But they claim that, yeah, there were millions of people. I don't know the timelines.
I don't either. man.
You know,
I make my stuff up. I don't try to be, but so accurate. No, I'm just kidding. Well, if I'm trying to tell you something that I think is beneficial, yeah, I'll be accurate. But if I'm just talking about stuff, I mean, we don't know what was going on back in them days.
Right.
You know, we only can go by what people have been telling us over the years and accept that. But, you know, if you do that, then you got to look at the fact that we are all still one people, because they look at the fact we all came from that one Africa continent. We all one folk.
Yes, we are. Yes,
see,
we are.
Howdy, family.
Right. So that means that God was right when he said, out of one blood I made all mankind.
That's right. That's right. We need to learn that. But it's coming around. I think we're getting to it. So you had said at one time that you wanted to write, and that you had thought about writing.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I've often heard people say something to this effect that, oh, man, there's one good book in everybody. Yeah, it might be. I don't know. I know one thing. I've met a lot of artists and authors over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And people that you wouldn't expect to be writing are writing.
That's true. You would not.
I used to go to a black expo every year in Baltimore, and it was all black authors. I mean, that place would be filled from authors all over the state. So, man, it's a lot of people writing.
And you're right. There may be one good book in everybody, but they just have to persevere and write and take time. You know.
Yeah.
Because at one time when I was writing, that's what I did. I sat down and I wrote. When things came to me, I would write it down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not so easy right now. I think maybe too much time has lapsed in between, so I got to get that unction back up again.
Well,
something. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's like anything. I think when you first start something and you don't know what all is entail, man, you can go at it 100% because you don't know it's going to be hard. But when you have to repeat that and you realize what you have to do, you kind of think about it. You know, you're like, you know what, that wasn't as easy as I thought it was. So it kind of puts you in another frame of mind. So
it
you
does.
Really do have to put yourself in gear, man, to get back in there and to do it.
You do. And that's where
all
I'm
it's
at.
In just perseverance, man. You got to just stick with it.
Right.
You know, because that's a lot of us have that procrastination type thing where,
right,
you know,
come up with all those excuses or just don't take time at all. You get so involved in just everyday life, you know.
Because it's going to be around.
Right.
Everyday life is where it is, man, you know. So I think that with me, writing allows me to tell the story that I can't really tell when I'm talking to people, because when you write, you develop the abilities to project a physical or a mental picture of something, and you try and tap into that person's imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So that they'll develop a picture that's comfortable or familiar to them, but from your material.
Right.
And that's why you kind of write. It takes time to kind of learn how to do it that way, you know, because you kind of have to write and flow a certain way, I think, for that. And then I don't know, man, because I've seen people. I mean, some of the books I like are so simple, it's crazy, because I read very simple stuff. I'm like you said earlier about being simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
That is me all day long. I can't be getting into complicated things.
I know. It just drains all your energy, right?
Yeah, usually. Yeah.
It takes too much to get involved in complicated stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Just make it easy, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Simple.
It just ain't. Listen, the thing is we have to come to grips and come to understand about certain things too. And like, I think when you have a gift that allows you to be able to teach or speak, or because we all are on stage all the time. We're always on stage.
That's true.
It's just, do you have control of your content, or do you control what you're saying, or are you just saying what you hear other people say? But we all have our individuality that we have to search for and look for. And I don't think you can do all of it unless you start dealing with the gifts that you have, that God has placed in you, because those gifts are put there in order for you to illuminate and shine, and, you know, to for the world to see His greatness in you. So you gotta touch those things if you want that kind of illumination,
right,
or enlightenment, any of that sorts of things, different planes and levels of thinking.
And I guess that is a separation from what you call ordinary people. Those are the people who really, I think, get inspired to write, you know, about their lives or mm-hmm. experiences that they've been through or been a part of someone else's experience. Because, you know, we can also learn from other people's experiences, you know. I know your journey and your book is just so funny. And I also have to remind people that you have your own website or YouTube video.
Yeah, I do.
Tap
I,
One.
I'm getting ready to get back into the podcasting.
Tap One.
Willie Harris, Tap One. That's for the old ones just out there.
TAP number one.
Yeah. TAP One. You know, when I did those, man, I had no intentions on trying to make money or none of that anyways. I was just being obedient. God had placed in me messages that He wanted me to put out. And He told me how many He wanted me to put out. And that's how many I put out. And then I stopped. So I'm being prompt to kind of get back into it. Like, you know, so that's what I was praying about this morning, man. Just kind of open it up so I can see what's going on.
Right.
Visualize some things through the spirit because, honey, we're in some crazy times.
Yes, we are in some crazy times. What is your take on Christmas?
I love it.
Is it the spirit of Christmas or just the...
Pretty lights.
Pretty lights, yeah.
I like the smell and all of the things that made me feel safe as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and... You know, rushing down. I didn't have no stairs, so we rush out the back room. You know, and see you ain't got no toys. And then you go
so you don't have none.
Yeah. You see you don't have any toys, and you realize, hell, it's just like it was last year. But for the most part, man, we had some beautiful Christmases.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking to one of my siblings about it yesterday. And they was like, man, you believed all that stuff when we was kids? Like, yeah, I believed all of it, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had me tricked. You know, my family, man, they would go outside. My mom, them, they was tricky, man. They would go outside with bells and stuff at night and shaking them and walking around the house, leaving tracks and stuff. You
know, just Santa Claus, right?
Just to mess us up, you know. And then the next day, man, you done seen Santa Claus. Yeah, look this way, then, you know. They, you know what? That's why I left home, too. Because I figured out you done lied to me all these years. I'm getting ready to get the heck up out of here. When I got old enough to think to leave, I'm getting out of here. But it was all fun, man. But Christmas is my favorite part of the year, I think. You know?
Yeah.
You're
right.
I know it's a lot of controversy. I don't care.
Hey, all right, then.
You know, people get involved in all those various things. And come on, man.
Idolatry. Worshiping the tree. Adorning it. And cutting it down. You know, the book of Jeremiah talks about it. And people use that.
But, honey, you know, the thing. Hun. Sorry. But, you know, the thing is. There is no way you're going to avoid sinning somewhere.
True.
God done already told you you're born in that. You're filthy. You sin. You're going to be in sin.
Right.
Here we are running around caring about what kind of sin. You know, I'm not worried about...
That is so good.
I don't understand. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that is just so good.
I go in, this ain't none of y'all business, but I'll tell this. If I go into a bar and decide that I want a beer, I might look down the aisle and see somebody else drinking a beer and say, hey, I want what he got.
Right.
Or want what she got.
Right.
But most of the time, when I go in, I know what I want.
Right.
And that's the way it should be. You know, so people can say what they feel about all that stuff. Fine. That's how you feel. Let's go with it. Cool.
Sin is sin. That's so good.
I seen a guy, he's just talking to these people, y'all got this in your church, and we got a church, a building.
Right.
Some people don't have that.
That's true. You're so right.
You up here talking about the nonsense when you could be saying, well, think about the fact of how many people you draw into the church or into that building, the sanctuary, during that time, and how many people you can actually help in some kind of form.
Yes.
Yeah.
And reach them with the message.
And to put a lasting, everlasting image in their minds.
Yes.
About something good.
That's
but
true.
But you're so busy complaining about the Christmas tree being up in the pulpit.
Right. Right. You're right.
Y'all know who you are. Yeah. I ain't calling out no names, but y'all know who you are. Yeah, man. You know?
Right.
Right. Please. You remember the ten maidens with their oil?
Yeah.
And the thing that was fascinating about that is when they finally decided, they should have did what they should have did at first. They should have got a surplus, but they didn't. Anyway, they messed up.
Right.
They go out and get the oil, and they came back. They say, hey, who you was looking for then came and gone.
Right.
So I think like this, instead of worrying about what the tree is.
Right.
Look at what you can do while people are in the church, because that's the building, and that's what it's all about to me.
That is what it's all about. But the gospel.
The gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the good news.
The good news.
And the good news is that Jesus Christ has been brought to this earth to be able enough to die for your sins, and that if you confess it and believe it, you shall be saved.
You shall be saved.
And
absolutely.
Have salvation.
So,
and what does that mean? See, a lot of people get that confused, and I was confused by it too. In the Bible, if you go by the Bible or whatever your reading is, if you notice, they always talk about the spirit of man.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of man is pure, because the spirit of man is the image that God said that he used in order to create man. So
yes.
That's a pure thing. Well, the spirit can't be judged. It can't be held in contempt. It can't be anything. So God created a soul, which is what is connected to the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the soul is the consciousness of the spirit.
Right.
So when you do things,
mind, will, and emotion, right.
The choices that you make and all of that is all in that soul man. And that is connected to your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have so many challenges, because that physical body keeps saying, hey, come here. Let me see what you need. Come here. You want to see something? You ain't going to believe this, man.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Right.
Like, let me see it.
Right.
See, that's that part of you. That's that carnal side.
Yes.
See? And it's connected to the soul man. So it's influencing the soul man. But mm-hmm. guess what? The spirit is too. Because the spirit is trying to influence it to do good things. So you got what? That conflict all the time.
Right. So
nah,
true.
Man, ain't we worried about trees? So what do you feel about it, Miss Linda?
Well, you kind of helped me out a lot, because, you know, I grew up with that. You know, sure, we all did. Santa Claus is coming, you know, and the big lies that was told, you know, and...
Which set us up for all the other lies.
Yes.
Too,
yes, it did.
But, you know, our folks didn't know that.
And I felt just like you did. I had been betrayed. I was like 10, 11, 12 years old, getting my last doll, baby. You know what I mean?
I'm
like,
trying to tell you.
Are you kidding me? And when I found out,
I got my last doll was at least had good hair on it. Sorry, I'm only kidding. Go ahead.
Well, mine did. It was a beauty parlor doll. You know, you could curl the hair and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I remember. Wanted it so bad. You know, doing I was babysitting
mm-hmm.
For Julia Logan.
Okay.
You probably know
the name, yeah.
Cookie Man. Them. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was babysitting for them. So that's all there was. I'm babysitting for other folks.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I heard her say.
Like my wife, she started babysitting. She said around 11.
Oh, I was younger than that when I started.
Is that right?
Yeah, but,
yes.
You know.
Right.
I was about that age when I found out there was no Santa Claus, because I'm babysitting for them. They had went out and did their little party thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard her tell her husband, go over to Mom's house upstairs and get the kids' toys.
Jesus.
And he did that, and then took me home. And I'm like, uh-oh, Mama, Daddy.
You know, I was hurt. You know what devastated me more than even that?
What was that?
Not changing into a white swan.
I remember you shared that story. Share that story again.
And it's just because you reminded me again that, you know, the images that we have in our head and our parents and the people that teaches us and show us how to do things. I mean, we trust these people. And when they tell you that you got certain things going on, you believe certain things are happening. So
right.
The same thing with the little ugly duckling, you know, they made it such a big deal about how dirty he looked, and he was brown and he was ugly.
Ugly,
and,
yeah.
You know, and you didn't associate with you being black.
No.
But nobody don't say that to you. And they don't know that you're developing that, but psychologically you are. Mm-hmm. Because you see something bad and you look in the mirror, you're like, wait, I ain't got no feathers, but I do have a darkness.
Right.
So you start thinking, you know. So the one thing that was redeemed by him, he didn't have to get Jesus Christ. He just turned white.
Right.
And he was okay then.
So and I never looked at it like that.
Well, that's why God created me. You got to, you know, I'm
different point of view, and you're right.
Let me tell you how unique and great it is to be understanding who you are, man. Mm-hmm. This is one thing. If people just knew how great they can be and who they are, you are an entity by yourself. Do you understand how much energy it took and how much energy it takes to keep you just as a human being, just to be on this earth? It takes energy. Something, you have to get energy from somewhere.
That's true.
Because life force is an energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, right.
If there were no energy on this world, I don't think there'd be no people. What do you think?
I agree with you. There's even a will to live or a will to die.
And it's part of your energy.
Right.
Which is part of that soul man that I was talking about. But it gets that soul man, gets that spirit, gets that energy from the spirit, because the spirit never dies.
True. It does not.
And the soul doesn't either. But the body does. Now, mm-hmm. what's really tripped out is when a person dies, the soul man and the spirit man is still existing. It's just not attached to that body anymore. And that's why we always say, well, they gone from here, but they're here, they with the Lord, or whatever we always say, gone from the earth and here with the Lord, whatever that saying is that people say. I don't get into cliches too deep, but the point is, you still have what God set you up to be with spirit and your soul man. That never gets destroyed. But he does punish the soul.
Yes, he does.
Not the spirit. You know, he'll never talk about the spirit.
Hell, yeah.
The spirit always go back to him.
It sure does.
But the soul goes like wherever he tell it to go.
That's
based
right.
off of where the heart of the spirit. So get your hearts right, people.
Amen. Please get your hearts right.
So let me ask you this. So what do you think about what happened in Georgia with Warnock and Herschel?
I just heard last night that he won. I just heard it last night. I'm glad Warnock
won, though.
What's
today? Tuesday? Mm-hmm. Thursday?
No. Yeah, today is Thursday, so that was Wednesday.
Yeah, that ain't too bad. He ain't too far off.
No.
So up to that point, what did you think?
I was hoping that he won.
Yeah, had you been watching it and following it somewhere? Mm-mm.
No, because I don't have regular TV. I have Fire Stick.
Fire Stick. Well, I do too. But if you go into your Fire Stick and go all the way over to where it says live,
mm-hmm.
and go down and check into some of your news, you can find which news that is broadcast and stuff. But anyways, what I was telling you earlier about the broadcasting with the Black News Network, I'm going to start giving these people out serious shouts, man, because Roland Martin used to work for CNN, I think it was, and they ended up not liking the fact that he always wanted to bring up issues that concerned him as a Black person, mm-hmm. and other Black. So they made it difficult. He eventually left. So he started his own company called the Black News Network.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was the first Tuesday. Was it whatever they had Tuesday night? They did the vote on Tuesday, and Wednesday, I think, was when they had the celebration. And so his organization covered it. And this is the first event that a Black news, it's the first time a Black news media covered an event that was basically all Black.
Okay.
And see, in order to make that happen, this dude had to create his own network to make that happen. Because what happens is, guys like Warnock,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have, now Warnock is friends with these guys, you know, because they frat brothers and all, and that's all
right.
part of the game, too. So, you know, they all in cahoots, which they should be. So they was like, look, I need you to bring your people
mm-hmm.
and to cover my event.
Right.
So he didn't get CNN. Or he didn't get, now they show up now because it's news.
Right.
But guess who did all the interviewing?
Roland. Mm-hmm.
Because see, all the Black people came to him.
Right.
Sat at his booth.
Right.
They know what, because everybody knew what time it is. And that's how it should be. I mean, because he was given a perspective from how we saw what was going on with this whole thing, because of all of the rhetoric that you heard about the black men wasn't voting, you know, and Stacey Abrams had messed all this other nonsense that you was hearing. So what he wanted to show and what these people wanted to show is, no, not only did we pull together and vote in strong numbers, do you realize how many records they broke in their voting? Do you know that was the sixth time that this guy had ran for this office?
Really?
Yeah.
Walker?
No.
Oh, okay. Walker. Warnock. Okay. Warnock. Sixth time. Okay.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm online. I'm going to have to talk to you back. Okay. So Warnock had, in order to get the 6 years that he have now, man, he had to go through it. So those people in Georgia voted six times.
Wow.
For the same position. And that was the purpose. Just like that runoff stuff that they had.
Right.
That's the purpose behind that runoff, is to fatigue the certain groups, mainly blacks and Latinos, to fatigue their vote so that they get tired and drag them down to where they won't come out and vote. But
right. Discouragement, yeah.
You got to think about the Black Eagle, Joe Madison, on Sirius XM 126. Y'all got the chart. What's your number? What's your thing again? You need to give out your
I'm sorry.
No number again. You ain't got about no number. The WWJH 107.1 FM.
Yes. www.wwgh1071.com.
That's right. Give out
live stream.
And that number, listen. That phone number that anyone can call.
And our
as well.
Phone number is 740-383-9944.
Good job.
And I kept saying I was going to do that a little bit more today. And I,
like you
thank
said,
you for
it's
reminding
just a, it's
me.
A process.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to know something, though, sis, that it's always a joy to be in a person like you in your presence. But also, I understand how God do things for me.
Mm-hmm.
And see, and this is a setup. It's okay. This is a setup. This is a step somewhere else.
Right.
But we'll see it soon enough.
Right.
But it's definitely a step.
He does work in mysterious ways, you know. So
absolutely.
I appreciate God and what he's doing for me and has done for me and what he's going to do for me. I really do. So I understand absolutely where you're coming from. Yeah.
You think about stuff that I created and wrote and drew 30 years ago, the technology has caught up to the day to where I can actually put it online and use it. Whereas 30 years ago, there was no real way of doing it. You know, you had to do everything through like a paper trail. You had to, you know, go out and mail out copies and all that nonsense.
That's true. Sure did have to do all that.
You don't have to do none of that now.
Isn't that something?
You can get yourself a book, an e-book. You can have 20 pages. You can have 30 pages. You can even find your own illustrations and everything online. Now, they may not be exactly the way you want, but you can get them for free. Mm. And you can write a children's book, simple stuff. You can write a love book, or you can put a poem book together. You can write ideas about the clouds. I mean, come on, man. You can just, whatever it is that interests you. Even if it's just unicorns.
And it's something.
You know, you can just write about unicorns.
Wow.
And the thing is, what I like about where we are now in this era, you cannot stop people from expressing who they are and what they are.
No.
The Word of God speaks about that. That it was going to come a time where people would be able enough to speak the world and you would be able to hear the truth. But we also know the nonsense is out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's not going to go anywhere. That's
well,
going to always be nonsense.
We don't want it
nonsense,
to go anywhere because
right.
When that happens, we want to be in the New Jerusalem. We want to be where we're supposed to be and not have to worry about it, what's going to happen 10 years from now.
Right.
You know, once we get to the point to where we can look at that and say, okay, it's over with and it's done. We ain't got no more hatred and all this other nonsense. And then we be in God's real world and his real purpose and being. That's when you relax.
Amen. Amen. But not until then.
Not until then.
Get up and persevere. Now also, Willie Harris is a stand-up comedian.
That is true.
You are.
I have done stand-up before.
Yes, you have.
You know, I'll tell you something about that. I had wanted to actually start a like a comedy type of workshop. to help talk, because there's a lot of people that has comedy in their blood, and people need laughter. And you'd be surprised, man, even where we are right now, there's a lot of people here that just need to be talked with and come with other people. And the whole thing that I found out with comics is when you're around other people that's comedians, they draw stuff out of you. So that's one of the reasons I would want to do it like that, you know, just to have like a, just a platform where, you know, people can come in and talk about how they want to come on stage and teach stage, because all this stuff was taught to me.
Right.
I didn't learn how to come on stage just... You know, that was taught to me, you know, how to come on one side and how to hold the mic while you're on the stage and how to hold the audience and how to start your comedy and how to figure out where to put jokes and that sort of thing. People tell you that, teach you that.
Right.
You just don't learn that. You know, you just... Now, some people are good, but they still got writers, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got
people. That's true.
Telling them, hey, you know, put this up front and say this a little different,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you can tell me a joke. I can tell that same joke to somebody else and change that joke completely around.
Yes, yes.
You know, just, but that's something that I would like to do. So I just said that to say that, yeah, I would say I've done stand up. Mm-hmm. Like so many other things, dude, I didn't have the heart to fight it, because that's a hard game.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you listen to people that done comedy, you run into a lot. I didn't know if I wanted to put up with all the audience extra participation. And these guys, man, they get attacked all the time, and all kinds of stupid stuff happen. Because you're talking about, you're touching on people's nerves.
Right.
And you're coming real close to what people's truths are that they don't want light on.
Right.
And then when you talk about that, they think, oh, you know, it's just like going to church and the preacher preaching about something that you're guilty of. Like,
mm-hmm. man, and it hits you right in the heart.
And it hits you. It don't mean, because I give it to the other person. I say, that's your sin. That wasn't me. You know, I saw you last night.
Just pass it on, right?
Yeah, pass it right on to the other person. They don't know no better. But anyways, you know, those sorts of things, man, you guys kind of learn kind of like how you want to fit yourself into situations.
Now, when you said that, that made me think of Chris Rock and Will Smith.
Yeah, those games is hard.
Yeah.
Just like if you notice, Will Smith has never done stand-up. He only did it one time.
Mm-hmm.
However, he's a comedian.
Yes, he is.
Because he does comedy.
Yes, he does. In his movies.
But he doesn't do stand-up.
Right.
Because stand-up is a different game.
Okay.
You know, most people can be funny at the party. But when you come on stage...
Mm.
You tell the audience, look, I'm on stage, and I'm coming here to tell you what I'm going to tell you.
Right.
And you won't like what I'm telling you. You know, you got to know how to present yourself so people be like, oh, okay. First thing is, you got to look funny. Or look good.
Right, right.
You know. And that's why Chris Rock good.
Yeah, he is good.
He look like a bug.
Yeah.
David Chappelle look like a bug.
Look like a bug.
You know Lavelle.
Lavelle.
The big guy. He used to be huge. He ain't big no more. He used to weigh like 599,
oh, my.
Like 370 or something like that. He's huge.
Mm.
I mean, and they make them... I mean, I've listened to Steve so often. I saw Steve one time. He was he was doing a show, and he said, let me tell y'all something. So I'm going to show y'all how bad I am with this.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when I come out, he said, I realize how many laughs I got, how many applause I got. He said, I know how to get them. He said, so when I come out, he said, when I tell y'all to stop, it's because you're cutting into the other time.
Right, right.
Because they still, you know, want to applaud. He said, okay, settle down. So you think, well, you're giving me accolades, why don't you let them keep doing that? Because they're cutting in on that other energy time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to tell you, because you don't need to know no more. More than enough right there. If you
really
want to know,
yeah.
You're going to have to tune in to one of my podcasts, I will tell. But I tell you, that's something that I would like to develop, is like a workshop for comedy. And right here, man, you know, it'd be
and
easy.
I think there's a big open door for that, because there are restaurants that are having bands come in now just to keep people, you know, their people
nothing,
coming in.
There's nothing more entertaining than when you have someone, because that's why all comedy shops got beer,
right?
Chicken, fresh fries, and drinks.
Right.
Know, that's why they got all that stuff.
Right.
So that when you go in,
right,
you can have all these different things. So you can do the same thing with that.
Oh yeah.
Just
oh,
set
yeah.
it up.
That one place. It's not Applebee's. It's down on West Center Street. What's the name of it? down by the Harding Hotel. There's a restaurant down.
Yeah, Attaboy's.
Attaboy's.
Yeah.
Now they have sometimes on. Yeah. Sometimes they have
to play. I think Keith's gonna play with them.
Well, good, because I was there and there was another band. It was a group that was singing in there, mm-hmm. and I went to listen to them. So they're doing things trying to keep their doors open, you know, bring people in. So when I thought about you being a stand-up comic.
Music and comedy is they kind of like, they kind of related to each other, sort of, because of the entertainment.
Entertainment
aspect of it. But they kind of like a mule and a horse, you know. One mm-hmm. is kind of like because of the other one, but they're not the same animal,
right?
Type thing. So I think that if you have a more successful comedy thing, it's more popular because people come quicker to listen to something to laugh at than they would if it's because they don't know if they like the music, but they know comedy,
right?
You know, and the music is cool too because if you're playing like a jazz, that's pretty cool too.
It is pretty cool. So
he's already got that all set up in his head how he wants to do it.
Well, good. And I was thinking, you know, your stand up, get your class ready and get on out there.
I'm about ready.
Good. That's good.
I've been getting ready for years. So.
We out of time.
Man, we ain't
thank you so much for this show. We are.
I appreciate your time. Hey, listen, one more time. What they supposed to dial?
740-383-9944 Willie James tap 1. Willie Harris tap 1.
I'm not dialing it for me. You're dialing it to get the station.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the holidays. For legendary broadcaster Charlie Evers and Scott Spears having some holiday fun on air,
we have Sean Kraft, Santa Claus, and Charlie Evers. We'll be joined by the music of the Lasicki Brothers. How are you doing tonight, Charlie?
Is that my nickname? What was it?
Oh, here we go.